The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
For lo, indeed, I have brought my servant. Mm. I have brought him to not just witness, but also to do a work. Mm. I have brought him to execute a task. I have brought him to do a particular kind of work. Yeah, and like a baratondi stefeletulaya, as you have rightly said, says the Spirit, that work is being accompanied by horses of God. Horses of the living God, horses of the territory of the living land, of the land of the living, to execute judgment on wickedness and to bring judgment speedily upon that which is unrighteous. Yea, and to deliver many and to raise many up. I have brought my servant to equip the saints. He has been brought here with a special instrument, with a special grace to arm many, and to make many no longer afraid of the battle, to remove the fear of the battle, to remove the fear of the warfare, to remove the fear of the warfare. For alu satana vuza, even satana vuza, a photon de vata vasatana, a mendo satan, even the satan has posed a threat to generations. But now I have also anointed him to demystify and to unveil and to remove the fear and the dread that has rested for many generations. I have brought him. Yea, that by that ministration and by his ministrations, many will be strengthened for the warfare. Many will no longer be afraid. They will give up their fear and they will embrace faith. They will give up their fear and embrace faith. For it is time to engage the battle. It is time indeed to engage the battle. And many will find that the horses of heaven are ready to war with men.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. I think I will start with that prophecy. Let me start with Jeremiah. Let's start with Jeremiah 12, 1 to 6. Contending with men on foot and contending with horses. When you get to the land, you have to contend with men on horses. Father, Lord, we just thank you for mercy. We just thank you for help. Thank you for help of your Spirit. Thank you for light. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for grace. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, my Father. Honas katalitas. Sesumana, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, I honor you. Jesus, I thank you. Jesus, I give you praise. Jesus, sakatasa. Manto ses parada kasko parate. Ten shekara manaka senkalita. Este paranana cresce separanat. Scombrenedo, santa lidere casafre de gesh. Candre to costo brete, sensuria bata. Jesus, Son of God. Jesus. Jesus, the Son of God. Jesus. Jesus, the Son of God. Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. The Son of God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Nadesa. Useferina Castoferedecos Qualiat. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for help. Thank you, Jesus, for light. Thank you, Jesus, for you have been raised far above heavens. Jesus, you are raised far above heavens, for you wear many crowns. Thank you, Jesus. We pay homage to you, Jesus. We reference you, Jesus. We come with godly fear reference for you, Jesus. Jesus, how much I fear you. I tremble before you, Jesus. For your voice is full of fear. Jesus, thank you for your wisdom. Your eternal wisdom. Even that very wisdom of the word that you possess before the beginning of times. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. For you are the one that is walking in the midst of the churches, measuring house. Ways, judgments, truth in the midst of the church. Thank you, Jesus, for you are the order of staffs in your hands. Thank you, Jesus. You are staffs, not just everlasting staffs. Even eternal stars are with you. Jesus, you are the bright and the morning star. Thank you, Jesus, for you are the essence of the word eternal. We give you praise, Jesus, the only begotten of the Father. You are the brightness of His glory. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank you. I honor you, Jesus. I ascribe glory, praise to you. I say salvation to you, Jesus. Oh, salvation, strength, honor, power, might to you, Jesus. For you are and you carry seven spirits upon your head. Those spirits are crowned. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus with seven horns and foot at seven eyes before the throne of God. Thank you. For the God, please God to call the fullness of the Spirit to carry without measure. Thank you, Jesus. I honor you, Jesus. I give you praise. Onata. You are the tabernacle of the Father. For your Father dwells in you. For He has pleased God that in you should the fullness of Godhead dwell. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Inasa palinata. O loko son sugali andarufa. For you are the door to the Godhead. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. For you are the one that you open that no man can shut. And when you shut in, no one can open you up. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Tele. Oh, goodbye, the guy. Thank you for opening up yourself to see. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, Saparani Antasis Kapo, Fendere Kunia Masuka, Kanyan Sud. Sheshu Kaparia Takaskata. Manchoro no no of fretene prafali krasantuyak. Lelemo! You are the hack of the Father. Kambelete! You are the keeper of all that is of eternal God. Thank you, Jesus. Hefole tamako fandu shishvok. Hefendalilok. Hefaiterese kambro fapat. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you because you have opened. You have opened that we can all come in and participate in the fellowship of the Son. For there is fellowship in the Son. You want us to come and fellowship in the Son. In you, where the Father, where your Father and your God is. Your Father is in you, and your God is inside of you. Thank you for hoping to come and fellowship with your Father and to fellowship with God, with your God, your Father and your God. Thank you, Jesus. We honor you, Lord. Thank you that we may participate in the fellowship of the Father and we may have measure of that fullness of Godhead that is in you. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for grace. Thank you for eternal spirit that you will guide us. You will lead us. You will show us mercy. You will cause us to enjoy the blood, the ministration of the blood, that we might come into that which you desire us to come into. We give you praise. Help me. I'm but a child. Feed my mouth with good things. Help me, Lord. Help me, Son of God. Help me, my Father. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Call the Spirit of your Son to be in abundance in our midst. Let's so cry, Abba, Father. Call the Spirit of adoption to take over this atmosphere. Let all men be raptured, caught up. Take me up. Take us up again. Take us up again. Raise us. Raise up on the dust. Raise up on grass. Raise up on the flesh. Bring us up. Cause us to come up. Take us into new planes in the spirit. Help our soul to ascend. Give us resource of grace. Give us resource of mercy. Give us resource of salvation. Bless us with your living and abiding substances. And bless us with eternal mercy, Lord. Thank you, Son of God. We give you praise. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name we pray. I said we should open Jeremiah 12. I just see, because I don't have anything, but since that tongue came, maybe I can stay there, maybe from there, either the Lord will open another thought, maybe peradventure, Pastor Tosin, to just the foundation for Pastor Tosin when he's coming up, since that God say he's carrying, let me use spirit of horse that he came with. Since he has the horse power, let me borrow the horse. It's allowed. Pastor, are you borrowing me the horse? The spirit says so. You work in charity, sir. Just receive, servant of God. Hallelujah. Righteous I die, O Lord. When I plead with thee, yet let me talk with thee of thy judgments. Wherefore doth the way of the wicked prosper? Wherefore are all they happy that thee very treacherously? Thou planted them, yea, they have taken root, they grow, yea, they bring forth fruit. That are near in their mouth. How can you be near in their mouth and far from their rims? This is a church. But thou, O Lord, knowest me. Thou hast seen me and tried my heart towards thee. put them out like a sheep for the slaughter, and prepare them for the day of slaughter. How long shall the lamb mourn, and the herbs of every field wither, for the wickedness of them that dwell therein? When you are reading this, this is a prophet. He's not talking about externality. He's talking about what is taking place on your inside. But the wickedness of them that dwell therein, the beasts are consumed, and the birds, because they say, he shall not see our last end. Either have run with the footmen, and they are weary thee. Then how can thou contend with horses? And if in the land of peace, wherein thy trusted, they weary thee, then how will thy do in the swelling of Jordan? For even thy brethren and the house of thy father, even they have dealt treacherously with thee. Yea, they have caught a multitude after thee. Believe them not, though they speak the word unto thee. This was Jeremiah, the word of Jeremiah. Jeremiah was a prophet that prophesied alongside Isaiah to the two houses, the house of Judah and the house of Israel. So you remember that this prophecy, we are going to the house of Judah and the house of Israel. To me, that's a house, mean a people that have received a measure of building. Amen. I will hear this afternoon. If you are there, they say a big amen. Israel became a house when they had received the vision of what God wanted to do with them by giving them the law. Because Israel in the land of Egypt, we are not a nation. Though they were in the land of Egypt, but God did not see them as a nation. Because things that are made up of a nation, they don't have it. Formal, they don't have form. They don't have formation. Before that time, they do not have law. Some of Israel didn't have law. They didn't have formation. They didn't have, what you can say, a leader until when Moses came. Every household might have been on their different, but because God told Moses that he should go to Egypt and gather the elders. So they didn't have house, they don't have a leader, they didn't have those formation, because they are not yet a house. In fact, when they begin to become a house, when you read, it was after they have toward the wilderness, God does not refer to them to the house of Israel. It was as they begin to get to the land that the world, house of Israel, house of Judah, became what the prophet began to refer to them. What do we hear in the book of Exodus, Leviticus? Gather to me the children of Israel. Here they were, the children of Israel, not a house. Because children are not your house until you have been built up. Hallelujah, somebody. Are you discouraged? This message, Let's explore it together. Even if the man that is teaching is also following the message. But there's a blessing in it. So you can see that they were the facts when you read all. It is when they began to enter the wilderness, is when they began to construct a house. Because by the time they were in the wilderness, God had given them a law. They received their law in the wilderness. They received the tabernacle of worship in the wilderness. In fact, when they left Egypt, they were not an army. So you know, they are a bunch of slaves that the nation, there's no national identity for them. They are not in nationhood. They are dysfunctional, disoriented, abused of human beings. They have been abused by their taskmaster. Because they have stayed so long in the land of bondage. And they have multiplied. We don't know how many, Bible didn't record how many years they spent in Egypt. But Bible recorded the 430 years which the Pharaoh that do not knew them, they were afflicted. It's the year of the affliction, Bible recorded. 430 was the year of the affliction. But they didn't record the Pharaoh that didn't know Moses. They died. It was after the Pharaoh that didn't know Moses that they were afflicted. Because that would say, they shall be afflicted for 4 years. When the Pharaoh that knew Moses was dead, they were not afflicted. They were not affliction. So it was their years of affliction that they calibrated at 430 years. So, but if you don't know how many years they were before that affliction began. Amen. So we can see that they were afflicted, and they are this kind of bunch of people that they were not a house. In fact, even when they began to take the land, which Joshua began to help them to take, and Joshua couldn't finish taking the land for them. In the days of the judges, you hear that for so long, Israel was without the true God, without a law, and without the chief priest. Though they had law, but they could not follow it. They have abandoned it. So, you cannot say a thing is a house until building has gone up. And what God, when God called a house of Israel, house of Judah, is not talking about bricks. What God was referring to, house of Judah and a house of Israel, were their fathers and the prophets amidst them. Amen. So before you can be a house, Paul, by the help of the Spirit, was talking in the book of Hebrews chapter 3. Holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and the high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also was faithful in all his house. So, what house was Moses faithful to? It was the house of Israel. The house that Moses was faithful over was not just the tabernacle that Moses built. It was the house of Israel. It was Moses that began to make the children of Israel to become a house, a building for God. Amen. Amen. So, as Moses was faithful in all his house. So what they were defining as house was the nation. Because through the hand of Moses, a slave that left Egypt, that God said, God has a shorter land a shorter route that will have taken them shorter days to arrive, in the land. But God did not allow them, because if they go to that land, they will see battle and turn back. Because why? They do not have men. They don't have army. They are not yet built. They are not yet. When you have built a house, it's a building. Say a house is a building. It's a building. A building is a raising. A raising is a growth. The nation of Israel, they lack growth. So, wilderness was a place that God took them to start building them or to start making them as a house. Amen. Amen. So, God led them to the wilderness to make them a house, to make them a building. What? A formidable nation that God will be able to communicate all that he has in mind to him. Amen. And when you look at that nation of Israel, there were certain people that came against them in the wilderness. There were nations, cities, or towns that came against the children of Israel in the wilderness. Amen. And those who came against them in the wilderness, essence of those coming against them in the wilderness is for them to return. To return back to what? To Egypt. To return back to what? The land of their slavery, the land of bondage. They came against them in the wilderness. After that, there are many things that they went through in the wilderness. And those things that came against them in the wilderness were there to push them back into where they are coming from. To put them back to where they're coming from is to move them back to their former state. Where they have not been able to fetch their identity, they have not fetched their formation. In fact, it was in Egypt, well, it was in the wilderness that Moses began to give them formation. How their tribe should camp. How the camp that should be on the east, the camp that should be on the west, the camp that should be on the north, the camp that should be what? That should be on the south. It was when they were in the wilderness that the selection of those that will be men of war and their criteria should be. Either from 20, before that time, there was nothing like that. They were just a bunch of multitude that, in fact, they call them, they are mixed multitude amongst them. So you could see that it was in the wilderness that they begin to become a house. For most of all, Moses was one of putting them together as a house. As a house, or as a nation. They were just a bunch of children of Israel that were delivered from Egypt. Amen. So into the wilderness, so there were things in the wilderness that fucked them. Like in the wilderness, one of the things that fought them was a fiery serpent. But a fiery serpent, which have to do with earth. Because that fiery serpent had to do with what? With what? With what? With the dust. And its operation was connected to their rebellious. Because they wanted to break something in them. They wanted to break Egypt from them. They wanted to free them from Egypt. Egypt means first death. Egypt is the house of the grave. Egypt know how to keep death. They have how to embalm. Say, and the Lord sent fiery serpent among the people. And they beat the people, and most people of Israel died. They didn't say out of Israel. Most people of Israel died. So you could see, they went into a season of without water in the wilderness. They went through a season where they had to go through temptations of like Amalekite came against them in the wilderness. They are mentioning that they had to deal with in Egypt because God's intention is to deliver and take Egypt out of them. So Jeremiah render all what they went through in the wilderness that they fought and they ran with men that were on foot. He referred to, he said, if they have run with footmen and they are weary. He was capturing a picture that all what the old nation of Israel went through in the wilderness, amen. So, you could see that Jeremiah captured those activities that took place in the wilderness that they fought or they run with footmen. Because when prophet speaks, they just capture the whole experience. That whole experience that children of Israel went through, he said, is that they fought, they ran with men on foot, on what? With men. With men. They are not yet dealing with spirits. Because where they are going to be dealing with spirits is in the land. In the wilderness, they deal with men. Everything that they deal with men, they deal with the nature. When I say with men, they are nature of men. And men are flesh. Men are grass. Men are dust. So they ran with men on foot. So also, that was how the prophet captured all those 40 years experience in the wilderness. And they had to deal with different people. How do I know when you look at it? I have to say when we were. For if they have run with footmen and they are willing to, then it's called, they say, and if in the land of peace wherein thy trusted. So you can see that he called the wilderness as the land of peace. And we know the land of peace is Christ. For if a man be in Christ, is a new creature. For if a man be in Christ, is a new creature. Christ is another, is a new man to deal with our old man. Flesh, not spirits are not flesh, but fallen spirits design flesh, but they are not flesh. It's a law inside them that they design and give out and program as flesh. So flesh is a falling principalities, powers, might, and dominion. It was what is an inverted law in them that they package as flesh. And so it has a nature to man. They themselves are not flesh. A principality is not a flesh. It's a spirit. But they took a law from them and reversed it and sold it to man to produce another kind of man. And they produce different kind of men. To fight with men on foot that they turn men to food-footed beasts that have to bow. That man, souls of men, when I talk about them, is souls. They beat the soul down to become flesh. And that was what God was trying to turn man from. Or that is the war that God was fighting to convert what the soul of man had become, a kind of another war, the kind of what spirits have done to the soul. What these spirits have done. But it's a very low oppression. But though it's low, it's higher than man. He says, so if you are wrong, because why are you running? If you are wrong with men on foot and they weary you. Because in Christ, you can be weary. It is an everlasting that you don't weary. Youth shall faint, and the young men shall be utterly full. Because those are Christ's company. That's why you need renewal of strength or exchange of strength. So in the wilderness, man can be wearied. That's why in Christ, to deal with the old man. Because old man have different faces. When you think that you are dealing with the old man here, or you are overcoming flesh, he raises up another face. And oftentimes, while the work of dealing with the old man or man in us, very, very difficult to deal with, which is flesh, which is sin and death in us, because we don't cooperate. We don't cooperate. So you can see that essence of what they wanted to do in the wilderness, what they only succeeded in achieving in two people, is to give us another man, which means another spirit. Another spirit, which is a new spirit, is to change the heart. What made up a man is the nature of his heart. That Jeremiah, if I read it, say, for you have tried my heart, my rims of my heart. That Jeremiah, that we read. For thou have planted them, yea, they have taken root. They grow, yea, they bring forth food. Thou art near in their mouth, but far from their heart. To be far from the heart. Christ have not finished a work in you. When Christ has finished a work from you, Ephesians 2, those who are far are brought near. Say, those who are far are brought near. That's Ephesians 2. We are far. Are we brought near? Ephesians 2. But now in Christ Jesus, you were sometimes we are far off. Amen. Near by the blood of Christ. That blood of Christ is not the day. The blood of Christ. I cleanse myself. The blood of Christ. The blood of Christ is the life of the new heart. The blood of Christ is here for the precious blood of Christ. The precious blood of Christ is the operation of the new covenant, is the operation of the everlasting. But the blood of Christ, you know, Christ has his water and blood, and has his spirit. In everlasting life, there is water of everlasting life, there is blood of everlasting life, and there is a spirit of everlasting life. So the blood of Christ is a stronger element in Christ. So the blood of Christ is the spirit of the new heart. The spirit of the new heart. Because you can't have clean water and don't have the blood of Christ. You have to have the blood of Christ. Which is it? You can't have a clean heart, and you can't have a new heart without a new spirit. So you have a clean water and the blood of Christ. So the blood of Christ is the gift of life. May they give you life. Because blood is life. Which you are when you have received the clean water has been sprinkled upon you. When you receive blood of life, you begin to live. When you have done faith and you can live, your soul is living. You have brought your soul awake. You are awake out of sleep. You are awake out of the dust. They are waking from the dust of the head. Which evil spirit are beating man to. They are beating soul to dust so that serpent can feed on it. That's why serpent, fearing serpent, we are feeding on them in the wilderness. So you can see that they want to deliver our soul from flesh, a man that is flesh. And there are spirits that are designed all manner of diverse works within the soul and within the heart. This is heartbroken, but I can tell you that 99% of Christians are near to God with their mouth, but their heart is far. Even include some of us that are in this conference. Because it's not easy to bring a man from far near. Yeah, no, it's nothing. For you to be near, we can say with mouth, we can say faith, hope, and charity, and sing with mouth. Those are the ones that draw near with me with their mouth. But to make a man near, you are far as they brought near. You can be enjoying fellowship of the Holy Spirit, but you are still far. When you wake up in the morning, the Holy Spirit talks to you. This Monday, go out and come in. And those things, that doesn't mean you are near. I cannot be near if I've not been built. To be near is that a major work has been done upon the heart. To be near, you can't be near without the writing of law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus into you. It's the writing of the law. They must have written the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus upon your heart, which I was describing yesterday, and by the reason of that law, they have renewed the spirit of your mind to make you near. Where you are not just with mouth. Those things are tangible. They are real. They are experiences that the soul. To be near is not goose pimples, and you are, it's not feeling. It's not feeling. It's not what you feel in your body. When the worship service is going on, and they are breathing smoke all this, on the stage. Say, the presence of God is here. The presence of God is here. There's no presence of God. It's just smoke, vapor that is on the stage. To be near is a walk that has to be done on the inside. To be near, you cannot be near except they have to break things down. They have to break things down. For my hand is not too short that I cannot see. Neither is my ear that I cannot hear. But something separates you. See, taking away the separation in our mind, in our heart, is a serious work. Do you know the reason why? Why we are praying for our nation. And the prayer is not answering sharp. Because we are still far. Many people are praying and still far. When you know Jesus, just say, Father, I thank you that thou hearest me always. That's a man that is near. I'm asking this not because I don't know, for they that are here may know that thou heareth me. When they get to the tomb of Lazarus, they say, well, this, why I do this thing? Because of this evil, not because of me. You and I, you are near. He told his disciples, have I been so long with you? And you have not known me? For he that has seen me has seen the Father. He that has seen me, that's the man that is near. Even we have a lot of American preachers. It is about relationships. Relationships. Relationship with Jesus. They don't understand. They are trying to use carnal mind to divine relationship. They thought that the relationship between Jesus is the relationship between husband and wife. It's just relationships. You know, you see a lot of them. It's about relationship with Jesus. It's communion with Jesus. Relationship with Jesus. Relationship with Jesus that you don't have, you don't know what is in Jesus. His laws have not been written upon you. They have not converted your foreskin. The conversion of the foreskin is flesh. So, which means our foreskin has to be cut off. That will cut it away. And so that was what wilderness, which is Christ, was designed. So Christ is the wilderness. Because no flesh can survive the law of that's in Christ. The law of Christ demobilizes flesh. If you see men that fight karate or that fight this thing, they can demobilize you within 1 minute. They know where to strike. And all your nerves will collapse. That you will need a specialized massage to bring you back to functionality. They just need to hit something. Oh, sir. Everything will go down. And you will sleep. So, it takes flesh, it takes Christ to deal with heart, to deal with mind, because of the kind of intercourse, the kind of covenant our hearts share with flesh of evil spirits. The flesh of evil spirits are vain. When you hear flesh are vain of fallen principality, powers, might, and dominion. Is vain. Flesh is a vain. You remember that it's not only flesh. The flesh of Joker is also a way. So he has consecrated for us the new and living way through his flesh. So when you have flesh, you're talking about way. Sin is a way. Death is a way. Upon the heart. Upon the mind. When you say way, way is a walk. Is by reason of what evil spirit crafted it.
I think I have that understanding.
Vey is understanding.
When you read the word, vey is an understanding.
Flesh is an understanding. Flesh is an understanding. When you say man has become flesh, or the law of sin and death is an understanding. Flesh is a knowing, it's an awareness on the heart and the mind. But what he knows is not what we call bringing liberty. It's what you know that subject into bondage. You know, there's something that you're going to know today that you're going to come under bondage. You don't know? If, look at the way Pastor Tosin is relaxed on this chair. And what is keeping him so relaxed on this chair is because what you know that this chair is solid, is sand. Eh? It's so hard. Before he sat down there, he came in and saw me and Pastor Tayo. That's why he fetched his knowledge. I know that You were able to secretly to can sit. I will not for that. So he fetched knowledge for him to come into that. There are many things that are responsible for him to be able to trust it to sit. And the way he's sitting relaxed. If I shout suddenly, Pastor Dustin, look at a scorpion under your chair. I know he's relaxed there. If that scorpion had been there for 3 hours, he's not aware of it. He's still relaxed. But at the knowledge that's aware that scorpion is there, he will lose his peace. So, sin is a knowledge. Flesh is a knowledge. That, and that thing will take away his liberty. What that thing have come to see for him is his liberty. His last, calm, rested, enjoying himself. But immediately at that knowledge, he takes something away from him. He come to steal for him. He has come to steal for him. So, flesh is an understanding that steal from us and put man in bondage. I'm not the one that said it. Paul said it. He said, Agar is flesh. Which is from Arabia. With our son, which is the very flesh, they are in bondage. So, what flesh does, he puts him in bondage. That's what sin and death does, is to put him in bondage. So, wilderness, I said, wilderness was designed to take Egypt. So, though they are physically left Egypt, the land of bondage, but God had to carry them to the wilderness to go and address their bondage. So when God, though they physically left Egypt and God buried the Egyptian in the Red Sea, but Egyptians still enter the wilderness. The real Egyptian, we are inside of them. The real Egyptian, the flesh, the sin, was what God was dealing with. There were things that we are contending with them. They call them footmen. Although you see that Egypt that carried us was buried, but there's one that walked with them. Say, footmen. He walked with them to Egypt. Egypt followed them. They buried the us, but the feet entered the wilderness with them. Because he would not want them to walk in the spirit. To walk in the spirit, to walk in faith. It's not easy to walk. When I'm walking in the spirit, I'm walking in faith. And it's not easy to walk in faith. I can believe for things, but I can't walk in faith. Because sin has paralyzed the leg. Has paralyzed what pastor, the name of sin, has blinded the eyes. You can't see. Because it's a veil. It's an understanding. When you have flesh and understanding is a knowledge, it's an awareness that take away your liberty and put you in bondage. Sin subjects. The law of sin and death is subject the heart, is subject the mind. Subject you. How do I know that it subjects you? Men can go to burial ground and they are reading exercises. A dust for the dust, ash for the ashes. He brought nothing to the earth, and he said, shall take nothing to the world. For we came naked, we shall go naked. And in this life, there's nothing. And he read the finish. And everybody's crying, shedding tears. 15 minutes after, when they are distributing Amalang Begiri, and the one is telling, after one is in the break, and say, do you not care? Cha 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 cha. Death is bad. There's nothing in this world. But immediately, 15 minutes, 20, 30 minutes after that, when you see the way he's struggling for Amalang Begiri, the way he's contending and trying to consider, how can you give me this one? How can you get this kind of meat for my soup? How can you say, and there's nothing in this world? He just finished. so you can see that what he was saying in the beggar is mouth, his heart is not in it. What caused that thing is what they call flesh. That's what they call sin. That's the law of sin and death. Flesh. Yeah, you see, flesh has dealt with human understanding. He has beaten so much. He has beaten the understanding of man. And gave an understanding to man. Don't be deceived by our ties in church and ties that people wear. And the kashoka when they wear suit. And they have bone in everybody. Preachers that are far out of the poopy. It happened the day of Zadok. All the priesthood, they are offer. It's only Zadok. God said, everybody, they will not offer, but they will offer from afar. It's only house of Zadok that shall come near. So we can see that those are the things that they do. But there is help that we will not be weary. That is the reason why we must exchange strength. That is the reason why we must move. That's why we cannot settle down in Christ. Because spirits don't want men to rise up, to come and deal with them, which they call horses. Horses are spirits of heavens. Just as we have original spirit of heavens, Book of Revelation, they are also fallen horses. Because horses are prepared for the day of battle. But salvation is of God. That was the Lord. Salvation is of the Lord. So you cannot separate office from salvation. When you see the book of Habakkuk was talking about the ox and the chariot, which is the revelation of the Father. Was the Lord displeased against the rivers? Habakkuk 3. Was thy anger against rivers? Was thy wrath against the sea? God, you see, his talk is the same thing Jeremiah talked about. He called it the swelling of Jordan. That thy rider upon horses and the chariot of salvation. He repeated it twice in the book of Habakkuk. So you can see that horses, which are spirits, are forces of desolation and destruction. Falling horses are desolations, destructions, second death, which is hell and death. Where the horses of heavens are for salvation. So, falling spirits, which are spiritual wickedness in high places, they are ordained to rot out destructions. To bring men to destruction. Because they are strengths. Office is known for strengths. Office does not, it does not get tired. So when you are dealing with spirits, such a wickedness in high places that don't faint. Look at me. You can wear our flesh. There's a way God, that's how God designed wilderness, to wear our flesh. God knows that flesh can survive in wilderness. God knows that men on foot, if you don't fall, men on foot can't take it. Because God has to do something to them. When they were in wilderness, the Bible said their feet was never swollen. If anybody tried that journey, you can't survive it. God knows that there is no way they can deal with flesh except the introduction of the new man. Christ is capable of him with flesh. Christ, the law or is not life in Christ Jesus. Or what Paul said, the cross, the life I now live, I'm crucified with Christ, no longer I, but the life I now live in the flesh. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave his life to me. The faith of Christ is potent enough to aspire no matter how flesh has held you down. No matter how strong sin and death has held you. You know, oftentimes, this we know those pastors. 2 weeks ago, I heard some news, you know, in the church that sometimes you would think that the faith of the Son of God is not working. Because what you see when some brethren, son, daughter, and the other, when they bring out some things that you feel that we feel that we are dead with this. Because you feel that we are dead with this. You feel because I'm talking about sometimes sins of the flesh, works of the flesh that are very, very obvious. You say, I thought that we have been hearing this thing for the past 8 years, 10 years. And the essence of it that Satan wants to register that this thing knows they go, but it's a lie. In fact, I have to treat it. There's an attitude that Holy Ghost helped me to put off. To treat it as if I recommend things, but I treated it as if it's not a big deal. Because I knew that it was an attack. I knew it was an attack. Because when we are in the system, we are talking about a glorified throne. We are talking about everlasting ham. And what you fear that where some people got victory at the baptism of Holy Ghost and new birth, someone that have been hearing word for 7 years, 8 years, suddenly stink it up. You will think that this thing is not working. But it's a lie. It's a lie. Because that's the way in my presence, teaching in 2 years plus, I seen man come. So I know that it's working. You cannot take one for exception or 10. I can't even take 50 for exception. Sorry, I will keep teaching. So you can see, I'm going to teach the prophecy. I sense anointing on my heart. So you can see that is to wear out. But you must know, and I'm saying this to everyone is hearing me that here or online, that telling you that the law of sin and death cannot be dead within Christ. Don't buy to that lies. It's a lie. That you are bringing a balance, you are talking about the lost army. I've not even finished. In fact, you may have works of the flesh inside of you. I'm not disturbed by that. Just what you have said. Some works of the flesh that is exhibiting, it's not just works of the flesh. They have their roots in everlasting. Because, why? Because where you receive it from, I was talking about yesterday, you are receiving from the conversation and you receive from your father and your mother. That thing has traveled to, maybe you have traveled for seven generations or 10 generations. I'm talking about your own blood language. And nobody has confronted it. You are the first person that has to convert that thing. Because when something has passed to fourth generation, it has established. It's no longer an habit. Because when it passed to four generations, it's no longer ordinary. By that time, you will have made covenant with spirits. What you are just seeing is a full stood of evil spirits. Because they are perpetuating successively. And it's sure that your children will also take part of it. So, what the root is that you don't need to press. Until you can fetch the allocation of the world that we deal with that root. And when you deal with the root, everything will dry up.
It's just that the outward man, from the outward, it just dry up. But why everything I've been using formally, I've just been cutting the branches, trying to trim the leaf. But it has not got to the roots because we don't yet have the instrument that can go to the roots. Because there's a size of instrument that can get to the root. That can go to the root. The root is, and the root of everything that I mean are spirits. I said, flesh were spirits that concocted flesh as a veil, as understanding, and sell it to the heart and the mind. But they themselves are not flesh. They are not flesh. Flesh, folima, carnality, they are laws of the first heavenly beings. Is the nature of them. But they themselves, they manufacture such a work, it's a design. And they work it to men through disobedience. Man took part and covenanted with man. But they themselves are not flesh. A personality is not a flesh. Though the law that is written is a flesh. But he himself is not a flesh. In fact, when you are in flesh, the principality and power, they come to enforce it. They are the police. They police that nature for you to do it. Might and dominion. They police it. They are the one that say, oh boy, why are you not doing it? They are the one they inform it. They are the police. They monitor you. But they themselves are not flesh. They are spirit. But you are dealing with flesh, but they are not flesh. Although that law that is at work in you is their law, because they are reforming it and sorry for you through disobedience. But they are not flesh. They keep you in flesh, but they are not flesh. They are spirits. Because they want to have upper hand above you. Because if they also remain flesh, they won't be able to enforce it. For them to be able to enforce it, they must be higher than you. They must remain as fallen spirits. So they enforce it as form of thoughts. They enforce it sometimes in causing you to do many of those things in a day, in a week, in a year. Sometimes they enforce you to do. Sometimes they come, they leave you, they feel that you are war with that thing. They can give you. And suddenly after 2 years that you have not masturbated, you suddenly masturbate again. For 2 years, suddenly. It's not, they are doing a lot of work of deception around you. You see, because we are teaching about the army of the Lord, you must know how to deal with the deception of evil spirits. You must know how to deal with those evil spirits. You must very well. You must know that they are liars. They are liars. I remember my son, he came, he said, you have been hearing this word. He came, he said, somebody came and he kissed his sister. And he was feeling bad. He said, I'm greater than that. I should not have done that. I just allowed him to talk. After I finished talking, I said, what you have done is wrong. He showed that something still didn't say that I need to die. But you must also know that it's God, you are not wise. You are not wise. I said, this thing is a foolishness. And it's a sin of carelessness. because you have received washing. I know that you have received washing. And I could trace your work with God. But I know that you are not wise. And that I know that the evil spirit that you have worried about and they left you for a time. Does not mean I'm not going to come back with 7 more foreign forces. So come and check. The last thing that we operated here was 2 years ago. And he fought that thing until he rescued down. He fought it for like 2, 3, 7 years. Eventually, he had victory. But let's see, come again. But when they come again, he come with more for in case. Let's come and shake him. Or and they organize things around you for that same thing. Satan don't have new temptations. Everything that is used against you, I've used it for men before you. He has used against your brothers that are gone ahead of you in that same journey. When you leave pregnant progress, there are every major point you come your spiritual journey, there are forces that are there.
And that was your brothers that had gone there before. That was Jesus Christ was tempted at all points. Say all points. There are different points. When you cross a point, you are there with a nature, and you are there with a spirit that is overseeing it. Children of Israel, they are 42 encampments before they go to the border of the land. That what do they call it? 42 encampments. And each of the encampments was a major warfare. Sir? There are 42. They were major kings. Sometimes, you know, invisible. Sometimes you see a major this thing. 42 encampments before they got to the border of the promised land. And all what we are fighting, we are footmen. Oppression of flesh, loss, sin, and death. 42 encampments. Things to discourage them, things to weary them. For old men, they were made, turning old men to become youths. They are renewing their youth. Time to that youth is the soul. Because you need to now feed the soul with fat. But that's the thing that was trying to weary them. Trying to turn them back to the bondage. To that old man. To that nature. So we must be wise. That's why Christ is made unto us wisdom and power. Don't just if you access the power called Christ, which by reason of power, your operation of wisdom is given unto you, but you must grow in that wisdom. Appropriate Christ as a wisdom. Appropriate Christ as a power. You appropriate it as Christ as wisdom and power. That wisdom, Reverend Busi said it, that wisdom, Reverend Busi referred to it as, for my preaching only with the emotion of spirit. Because wisdom is spirit. As spirit and power. So wisdom, wisdom is spirit. That means the key to stay perpetually over vision of the flesh is that you have to stay perpetually under subjective leading of the spirit. When a man withdraw from subjective of the spirit, flesh will begin to raise up again. The key to stay perpetual is stay under subjective of the spirit. The subjectivity of the spirit is very important, but the place of subjectivity of the spirit, that means make allowance and room for it. Because when it comes to subjectivity of the spirit, you have to want to make room for it. Sometimes things are designed. Sometimes opportunity comes for us. You know, as a pastor, every time I have to know that in this pastoring thing, I have to make a lot of room for subjectivity of the spirit. Sometimes you are working with musicians, mistress, sand guys. Sometimes this week they got it. Next week they didn't get it. Upper week. And sometimes anger wants to. I say something you have to know. In all this, that it's our arrangement of God in saving you. That's thing they are not getting every week. They will get it for 2 weeks. They will get it for 1 month. Are you not the one that fight tuned it last 2 weeks? Why are you not getting this thing? I knew it's not about them. I know it's about me. So and I have to allow. I have to allow living of the spirit. I know that this is subjecting me to a work here. Because I know that flesh, sin and law, sin and death can come. So we must be wise. That wisdom of the spirit must be there as a people that are journeying in Christ, warning against sin and death. Or the system blood. You have not resisted sin unto the shedding of blood. So he takes the wisdom of the Spirit, which is called Christ. So Christ is the wisdom of the Spirit. To stay in dominion over sin and death. Say, stay in dominion. Or what I call it, victory over the law of sin and death. It's not that once, you must not be like one sin forever, say one overcome forever overcome. It's not like that. Evil spirit, whatever you are saying, the way they are designed, spirit, their personality, they don't, that though you are growing your warfare, does not mean they can't go and use lower weapon. Because they know that sometimes you might have, you know, it's not about women. Sometimes we take higher weapon, just something. That's why the next redemption is going to do to us, after they have cleansed us, that they will do it from among men. Something about men that you can use something and you drop it. Or you become careless. It happened to David now. David was a man of war. A man of God said, I found the man after my heart. David was not a fornicator. But everybody had gone to war. He was just careless. He was just parading in the top of the house. But that's not David. But that's not who David is. That was not who David is. That man you saw parading himself, that's not David in this sense. A visitor came. He didn't know how of his temptation. That's why we need mercy. Yes. The prophet, yes. It was a visitor that came. A visitor came to visit him. They came to visit him. And he welcomed it. Yes, that was Nathan told him. That it was a visitor that came. He was not part of him. It was a visitor that came to him because the prophet interpreted what happened to him. And it came to pass in an evening time that David rose from off his bed and walked upon the roof of the house. And from the roof, he saw a woman washing herself. And the woman was very beautiful to look upon. But can you give me when Nathan was giving him the prophetic name? And the Lord sent Nathan unto David and came to him and said unto him, there was two men in one city, the one rich and the other one poor. The rich man had exceeding many flock and herds, but the poor man had nothing save one little herb, which he had brought and nourished up, and grew up together with him and with his children, and did eat of his own meat, and drank of his own cup, and lay in his bosom, and was unto him as a daughter. And there came a traveler unto the rich man. So that thing was not part of David. So there are something that's not part of you anymore. But that does not mean that they can't visit you from time to time. You see, Satan is we that we sometimes we come in the place of overconfidence about ourselves. Or we come, Satan does not overrate any of his weapons. All satanic arsenal, they are always intact. That you have overcome anger 10 years ago does not mean you cannot overcome anger. That anger cannot come after 15 years in your life. It just visits you. And they will set up that stage very well for you. But that's why the answer for you is to retain the wisdom of the Spirit, which is Christ. And also increase in wisdom and in judgment. One of the things that the Lord will bless Ecclesiastes Church with that, we are going to be so, we have judgment. We are going to have judgment. We are going to be landed in judgment. Judgment. Something can look harmless when they come, but God will give you eyes to see through them. I say eyes to see through them. So there are footmen, which I call love, sin, and death. And essence of it is to weary you. Because to take away love, sin, and death in people can be wearing. In fact, a lot of people that have decided to take one safe forever safe upper grace teaching, they started being, that left the water of revelation because they became weary. It happened to Hebrew church. He said, letting you become weary. He said, striving against sin, you come weary. And faint in your mind. Hebrew 12, from verse 4, 3 and 4. For consider in the endure such contradiction of sinners or of sin against himself, lest you weary and faint. These are the two words they quoted in Isaiah 40. Why you need everlasting strength? Why you need to exchange your strength? These are two things. These are the two things that we have put to young men. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Which is the state of Christ. So Hebrew church, we are youth church. They are in their youthful stage. Christ, that they're supposed to move into the strong meat of the world. The things about the strong meat of God, the things about everlasting, so what will be coming to them? But the contradiction of sinners. Sinners, they are not human beings. They are spirits. Sinners, spirits, Satan sinned from the beginning. The four sinners are evil spirits. Principally, mind, dominion, they are sinners. It's not human being. Even if there's a human being that is like sinner to you, it's Satan that possesses that vessel. But the sinners are spirits. Endure contradiction of sinner against himself. Jesus. Sin. Spirits that are sinners in their greed were against him. Lest you become wearied and faint in your mind. Why did they mention your mind? Because your mind is becoming spiritually minded. It's to turn to war against that your spiritual mindedness. But this thing you demand. That's not people asking. You know how many war I war? Satan will tell me your life is passing away. Everything was on standstill for 11 years in my life. On standstill. A time came, my wife was pregnant. I didn't have money to take care of my wife that was pregnant. My wife was pregnant. On a Saturday, I could not buy her food. Her first son. Everything was on standstill. They were seasons where the world had to know the faith of the son. In those days, I would be praying. Holy Ghost, pray for skis. Pray for sight. I don't know what I was praying for. So pray for ski, pray for sight. You need not just sight, you need insight. He will take me to the book of Daniel and give Daniel ski and sight and understanding. Say, pray for it. What kind of prayer is this? I don't like this kind of prayer. I don't like this kind of prayer. I don't like this kind of prayer. 2009, 10, 11, 12, 13. Me to pray for sight. Every year. I say, God, what's the direction for this? I say, right, sight. Right, skill. Every year we have something to eat. In here, he said, right. Yeah, he said, put there. He said, right. Put there. Say you don't need. Say you don't need only inside. Put spirit. I said, what is spirit? Sight, ski, spirit. Konimini. It was just me. I see. Sometimes you don't want to tell me you are the one that's trying to form this thing in your head. But why am I not forming it 10 years before? Why is it now that I'm forming it? I wake every morning. I open that diary. Sight. After I say it's not just for prayer, for insight. See, and Daniel, which they pray that they will give them sight, key into the dream. I didn't understand what it was. Try to break through something, but he couldn't. They wanted to bring the soul. He wanted to initiate something to a baptism. Is this the kind of life you want to say? This faith thing is not working. You want to live your life called faith, life? Say faith, life? And you choose to be like this? If you come and quote Bible for you, faith without works. He says, show me your works. Just to make you to become weary and faint in your mind. Pastor Mayua, please pardon me. Pastor Manuel River fought his battle some years ago. I knew he was fighting his war. He will call me. I said, go and read Plan, Purpose, and Pursuit. Go and read. He said, I've read it. I said, go and read again. I said, read it for 6 months. You see, I said, go and read it for 6 months. I've read it. No, I said, say, I've read it. I said, go and read it for 6 months. I said, don't call me back until I've read it. Things were difficult for me. I knew what was going. I know that it was just for me. Once I initiated, see, faithless, faith training. Everybody was baptized. He will call me on phone. He will try MC work. He will see radio jingle. Nothing was working. When they came to me, he wanted to come and stay counseling for business operation for me. But he doesn't demand that he's coming to tell him of me. He said, I knew what was going through. I said, go and read. Go and read. I said, there are three books you must read. Go and read what? Turn beyond your power room. I said, it's big. I said, yes, read it. 6 months. Don't call me until you finish reading it. Because I just know that it's about to be through a matrix to war. I'll never pray through to that thing. Because sometimes he may feel that it's because it's Ondo. Let me leave Ondo. Let me come to Lagos. If you come to Lagos, they will arrange for you. Christ is only Lagos. Even when the time he came, he left Lagos. He came to Lagos. So I went to go and stay. One train. I just said, God, don't run anywhere. Go back to that Ondo. And me, they took me to Lagos. I didn't want to go to Lagos. I wanted to stay in Ibadan. They had to arrange me to Lagos. But I saw him. I saw him having breakthrough. I knew. Because whenever you break through, authority of life rests. The authority of life means the wisdom of life. You now know you can read the life. You can read it. I'm saying it to a lot of young people here. I know some of you, this is the excitement to you. It's the excitement. It's something new. You are saying, wow. Everlasting army. Leave me army and leave me go. Don't worry. This thing has power. We still be getting married. We're still going to be marrying people as age of 65 in our midst. 70 years. But there are going to be diverse kind of trainings. Diverse trainings to train us. But we must not faint, be weary. So, when you are learning Christ is a time where people become weary and faint in their mind. They want to drop that you should not be spiritually minded. That is not for understanding. Because spiritual minded is an understanding. Which deal with the veil of sin and death. He wants to make us carnal. But principles and power, might and they're not carnal. But that program, Pastor Bolan, it takes a spiritual mind to do this work. Very high mind. That you can have in the church. People that are very close to you. Sometimes some of them even have volunteers to come and help you wash your clothes, iron your clothes. But they are married for 7 years, no baby. And you're able to stay and keep preaching the same. And you are not doing and sometimes an external minister can come and anoint them, but you have never anointed them once because God has not instructed to anoint them. It is power and might for it. Because when you do it by human strength, he that have kindled a fire that God has not kindled is flesh. It's a trap. Because that was fair Moses. To weary you. And the person, the way you reason, Pastor. No, they say, wait, somebody will say, Pastor, the thing we pain you to your brain, to your soul. You know the person is trying to ask you for something. Do something about this matter. Or you have those sisters in the church. 30, 40. I have them 50 something in church. But because those things are still flesh. Because we cannot count ourselves like flesh. Is God against people getting married? No. The Lord told me, I'm going to say, you will still be getting people married at the age of 65. Whenever I said in church, people say, why that long? I said, I don't have answer to it. Because the being that we are fighting, sir. I'm sorry, Pastor. The being that we are fighting, Pastor, let me see you. I've started it already. Thank God I'm leaving this morning when I finish my message. The being we are fighting, they are not flesh, they are spirits. For we fall, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. But they are make us flesh and blood. But we are not wrestling against flesh and blood. But they are make us flesh and blood. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. But they are subject to make us flesh and blood. Flesh and blood is law of sin and death. Said there. But they are not. So, though flesh and blood is the law of the Lord that they inverted, but they are not. So that they can have advantage over us. So that the puppet, they can be using, when you see all this way, where they shaking, but they are the one pulling the trigger. You see them? They are just, you won't see the man doing that, just they are trying to control it. Because they have put their law inside that place. And they want to keep you there. So, you must get wisdom. You must not be ashamed. You want to please God? Say you want to please God. You can't have shame. That was shame. But it's one they have to train me. Shame? Yeah, cha. Shame. You know, you can take every shame. The greatest shame to take is shame of in-law's house. Shame for your in-law. For your in-law. You want to be at Brook. You, they must know you. That you are a man that don't have shame. Shame. They know me in my in-law's house. This one. You don't rob her like grease. Shame. Even when grace, you see, when grace even is increasing, you must still not cast away that garment of shame. You must not go back to go and prove that something don't rest now. That is what I am now. You know, when grace comes, you may want to go. To go and correct the perspective that in that time it was feasible, but now things are happening. What do you want to do wedding for your son? Take this 500,000 check. So, sometimes when they are doing wedding for their son, God will say, still give the 100,000. I said that for you to overcome flesh and stay in dominion over flesh, you have to be under the word, the demonstration of the Spirit, which is the wisdom of the Spirit. So, just to see that to still be clear, because Satan can still come and put his surprise there. There's a grace. But God will say no. He's not it. Die your 100,000, still give it. And you now have those small children. That when you marry their sister, they are the one giving big money. But it seems that this our in-law is static. He has been giving 50,000 for the, and you are married from 15, 20, 18 years, 17 years. He has not even moved within 50 to 100 for the past 15 years. His life is static. This is a curse, man. You can even massage, you can give resources. But you have to know, heaven will always check your motive. It's because it's not about that thing. Because there's a door that can be open for dominion of flesh. Because why it's not of faith. It's sin. It's flesh. And you must stay there. Stay there. And let them still have that perception about you. So they will not come to join your church. Because they must not come. Because if they come, they're going to adjust the church on you. I know some of these things. It's a wisdom of the spirit. That's how God wants to keep you. Because they must not come to your church. They can go to other church, but not your own. Because we want to verify with own in-law that cannot draw 500,000 when we are doing a wedding of 5 million. But we are doing birthday from grandpa that is 70. And only what you can drop is 100. And small girl that when you marry, as I was about to get admission to university, and now she's dropping 800,000, 1 million. And this is our in-law. Because heaven is trying to do something. Because there's what flesh boasts and glorify with. And you cannot make your boast in those things. Henceforth, we used to know Christ after the flesh. But henceforth, know ye no more after the flesh. There is a dimension to stand the new Christ after the flesh. But henceforth, you can't know him after the flesh. All the 12 apostles, you knew Christ after the flesh. He took Paul. Because flesh is an understanding. It's a veil. So you are, and sometimes you can be weary. The training can make you weary and faint in your mind. But after that, you moved to next time. So if you have run with footmen and they weary you, Jeremiah 5. For if thou have run with footmen and they are weary thee, then how can thy contend with the horses? Which is where I want to push my thought this afternoon. Say, horses. Give me Zechariah. For the horses are the spirit of the heaven. So there are fallen heavens. The fallen heavens. I think it should be chapter 4 or 6. Yes, it's 6. Just take it with you. Just give me. Move it. I don't want to waste time. Move it. Okay, yes. No. Sorry, please. This was not what I put in my notes when I came here. But I hope you have been blessed. Okay, yes, this is verse 5. And the angel answered me and said unto me, these are the four spirits of the heavens. So the horses are the spirits of heavens, which go forth from standing before the Lord of all the head. So these spirits of heavens, we are sent of God to administer restoration and restoration and building and delivering the nation of Israel from their captivity. That's the sense why the seventh spirit was commissioned. It's to deliver them from captivities. Because by this time around, Zechariah was prophesying about the return. He talked about Zerubbabel, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of the house. His son will finish it. Amen. He talked about the ministry of the high priest that will minister in the house that is being built of Joshua. Amen. And in chapter, he talked about how the horns that scattered Jerusalem, Judah, which are the nations, the Gentile, the heathen nation, that scattered them. And he spoke about the mission of gathering them back. So the restoration of bringing them back into the land, their land of their father, the land of the living, was why he commissioned these four offices. To bring them to the land. To bring them back to the land of the promise. I think I saw, I was reading something sometime early part of last year, sir. Or this because you thought about the four horses, book or seal. It was last year, Abby. I read the transcript on it. Although I couldn't follow it. So, and we saw that when it's time to bring us to the land of the living, there is activities of these four horses, spirit of the heavens. And horses are known for their strength. They excel in strength. They are strength. Job was describing that. And they don't turn from battle. One thing about us that us does not turn. It's a place when you are moving to the scene of the word of oaths. You can't turn. Us does not turn. In the move of spear, arrows. I'm trying to describe the kind of spirit of that must possess the hands of the living God. What the spirit of heavens, what they need to do in them. The kind of work, because they are work. Each of the first sea is to achieve a kind of them. You saw the first set of people they discover that they work about. Where are those people that they were still at the altar? They are people, they are spirit of martyrdom. Martyrdom, not physical death. But they are not going to love their life unto death. So, this seven spirit of the heavens, they add work to do upon the souls. They are not for decoration. So, because of time, I can't enter into it, but I trust the pastor, this person is still on ground. And since the spirit brought forth prophecy along that line, it will find grace. I'm just laying foundation, and reverence still on ground. Maybe because we have new people that was being followed those series, if they have. It seems that, I don't know if I've done a bad work, but anything that I've done, just forgive me, and let me travel back to Lagos in Jesus' name. I don't know if it's a good problem, it's a bad problem, but it's a good job, sir. Thank you, Pastor, sir. Pastor Alfred, I know that Pastor Clay is afraid of you. I don't know. If Pastor Park is afraid of you, me, I tremble at you, sir. So, God, you will see that they pay us with black, their work, which we told to do with hair and death. Hair and death follows them. So we can't be talking about hell and death without the spirits of the heavens. Just like I said, I don't want to go into taking them one after the other. I don't want to start what I can't finish. Don't let me start it. But supposed to have two sections more. And I think our daddy in the house, maybe he can still have another one. So let me just quickly just introduce it and go back. But they are offices of salvation. They are the errata of salvation. And they are that we're supposed to carry out further work in the company of them that must appear. Because those, they are two works that they did. They did the work on that great multitude. And they did a work in accelerating those who must have the seal of the living God. So those forces of heaven, they had two works they were doing. They are the one that accelerated the what? The ripe of the harvest of the multitude. And they accelerate the servant of God to have the seal of the living God on their hand. So maybe to attend to the first seal, who is the seal of the living God. Although later they have another seal in Revelation chapter 21. But the giving of the seal of the living God, which eventually they are able to become part of the company of the army that constitutes this army. So Pastor Tosin said, yeah, so thank you, sir. I like that. Pastor Tosin is very witness because the message is already landing. Can you thank Jesus? The message is already landing, Pastor Tosin already. Thank you, sir. Let's have this one, sir. This one may help us to find a landing place.
Salvation, 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 great salvation, great salvation, great salvation, great salvation. They come wearing out flesh. They come wearing out flesh. In their strength, they wear out this work of flesh. They wear out the strength of flesh. They wear out the energy of flesh. The hiding places of flesh will be discovered. It will be worn out. As a man uses a garment and wears it out, flesh will be worn out. Flesh will be worn out at the revelation of salvation. At the revelation of salvation. At the unveiling of salvation. Flesh will be worn out. Flesh will be worn out. It will thin out. It will thin out. It will thin out. It will thin out. That great wall, even the wall of flesh that looks very thick and insurmountable, you will see it become thin. You will see it worn out. You will see it rolled away, rolled away, rolled away, rolled away as a man doth roll his garment. Yea, it will be no more. It will be no more. It will be no more. And the veil will be taken away. And man will see God. And man will see God. Man will behold God, even his maker. And he will desire God. He will be like God. For the veil will be taken away. The veil will be taken away. The firmaments will be rolled away. The firmaments will be rolled away. Even the glassy sea will be taken away. And all shall be plain. All shall be plain. Man shall know as he is known. Man shall see as he is seen. For salvation is now unveiled. Salvation is now unveiled. Salvation has come. And the revelation of salvation has begun. Freedom for man, says the Spirit.
No, I said that. Because they are the spirit of the heavens. One thing you find when they open the sixth sea is that heaven departed like scroll. And I beheld when they had opened the sixth seal. I said, I talk about flesh. I talk about fitness of the flesh and fitness of the spirit yesterday. So fitting out the flesh today, I'm referring to as what fighting or men on foot. And fitting out the spirit and right now fighting was or what on horses. So it's just continuation of yesterday's message. Level of warfare. Which must we train with? So fitting out of the spirit is also called fight warning with horses, which are called falling spirits of the heavens. Which why? So, because there's no way they can deal with fitting of the spirit. You need heaven powers. Or what we call everlasting arms. So another word for those horses are everlasting arms. The spirit of heaven are the everlasting arms. Because what can take a man? What can dislodge air? Or to start working against the head in man, you need the spirit of the heavens. Because When you see those fallen spirits of heaven, what they have raised, they've raised rich men. They raised poor men. They raised servants, born men, free men. How can falling spirit raise free men? They raise free men. They produce free men. Evil spirits produce free men. They use law to produce free men. But that freedom is a bondage. They promise them liberty, but those liberty are bondage. So when you see, give me that revelation, the 6th seal. I will just go there straight. Which was the bureau. And I beheld and looked. And I beheld when he had opened the 6th seal and looked, there was a great earthquake. And the sun became as sackcloth of hair. And the moon became as blood. This moon is not physical moon. It's what is shining on man. Understanding. No, I said flesh and understanding. That spirit give understanding. Because moon is for light. Moon is light in the night. So these spirits were addressing different layers. There are men, moon which was giving men that are still held under the power of darkness in the night. Souls that have nine. Likewise, the stars of heaven fell upon the earth. So Satan has sun, Satan has moon, and Satan has stars. And all these things are a little wisdom in him. Because when you see stars are wisdoms, they are kedah of wisdom of sin, there, hell and dead. So he has the light that a star gives is different from the light that a moon gives. The light that a sun gives is higher. So somebody can have a sun. He will say it's free because it's a stronger light. But that thing is a great bondage. Sometimes the light of the sun can be a real religion. Elite mind. Light that proclaim freedom. And now I say just one of the things is freedom and light. Those are light of the sun. When we are talking about hell, power of death, sin, you will think that you have light, illuminaries, our educational systems, a whole civilization, that sun that can power a whole generation, industries. But they are here in operation to enlarge it, to trap more men. Ideology, philosophy, wisdom. And stars. Stars shine in the night. And all these things are what if they beep out. They beep it in their hierarchies and their stratas. So, and stars of heaven, star fell onto the earth. But it was just a part, not all of them. Even as a fig tree casted an untimely feast when she's shaken of a mighty wind. So, they refer to all those operations of those spirits. They refer them to wind. So if they are wind, they are their doctrine, teachings. You need to teach out. You teach and teach. You teach and teach until doctrine gets great momentum. And when the shaking is, I'm saying, and the heaven departed. The heaven that departed, we are veil. Just as flesh is a veil, there's another veil also. Which heaven upon flesh. So you can be a flesh. That war heaven is what I call yesterday. I call it this present evil world. The present evil world is an heaven. Heaven with dominions. heaven with kingdoms and glory. You say, God, I will take you to heaven. Men have been to heavens. When you go to some resort, they say, this is come to Bahamas, a taste of heaven. A lady can be in heaven. A man can be in heaven to a lady. Like, I was talking to Pastor Tayo about one of something that's happening. I said, Pastor, I said, this guy has slayed this sister. She has sword. He has sword. She's gone. I said, we need to start interceding. He needs supplication. Maka, shaka, 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 shaka. You have to pray terrible tongue to deliver, to take that jugular, that thing that I've eaten home to her. Because she could she find, when she can find promise, she's weak. But she, I know that's not what she has just found a heaven that she has been desiring. Praise God. Oluwa. Because spirit can position a guy around a lady. Spirit can position a lady around a man. It was spiritual spirit that positioned those fair women around sons of God. Those girls are heavens. They were hell heavens. Heavens, anyone? What we made them to say, my spirit. Do you know what's meant? My spirit, my law in you. When God strive with you, they have my spirit. Not just spirit. Not new spirit. My spirit. Everlasting man. Sons. And they drop to flesh by their choices. Because Satan took them to a war. They were just in their corner. Things civilization was too narrow. Pastor Mika was saying that night. That they make sure the car that you are using is what car is no longer shining. Because you can't use the glory of this war. Sons of God must have sat down and saw the community of this of Cain. How they are flourishing, they are building as at Genesis 3. They were already building ammunition, civilization has grown. But they were just cattle the other. They are living in tents. Where those people are no longer in tents, they are living in cities. They were building cities. But the one guy was living in tents. Sons of God, when they told those women, they didn't really want to leave God. They just said, let's quickly borrow. When we have their women, Ali, we're able to crossbreed and produce something, we still be sons of God. And maybe we're able to, Ali, if we can catch up with them, Ali, we're able to at least. They were not, they don't want to be sons of God. But let's just borrow. Because these are ladies, they are not encouraging. They are flat footed girls. They are not on stiletto. They are charity girls. All their salary, they are going to use it to do charity work. They are not going to be saving to buy land. If you don't have your house at age of 35. But if you see this stiletto girl, they are investors. Investment. They carry your salary, help you tabulate it, budgeting. There's no room for life of the brethren. When 200,000, tithe safe. They will not pay the full tithe. They pay tithe on after government tax, and they'll remove HMO. That if their salary is 200,000, they'll remove 5%, 7% of HMO. Contribution to pension. They remove tax of 10%. They remove contribution or maybe. That's if now they are paying them 170,000. That's 170,000 is what they will pay tithe for. They're not paying tithe on 200,000 because of accounting mind. Investment. Because that 10,000 extra, yeah, to pay 17,000, I'm doing 10,000, now pay 220, that 3,000 is a big money. They are calculated that 3,000 is a recharge card data, monthly data. That's a flesh mind, carnal mind. They thought that the ladies in the community were not like that. Life campaign is coming. They just carry their salary. Divide it to three. Take off. Pastor Dixon, this is what we can give. I will say that to my husband. If you can, if he took collect something, let's say bring it. But little guests, don't do like that. In that place, they know how to take seed. They plant the garden. The garden is lush, green. When they see the garden that they plant, because you know, Cain was a plant. When you see their vineyard, wow! Your vineyard is green in the dry season. Green! Irrigation system. It's flourishing everywhere. But they have to wait for the next rain. They have to wait for the next rainy season. There's no eating fresh corn in dry season. No, don't mind me. When I read Bible, sometimes that's how I just see pictures. And everybody is waiting for the next season because they have to wait. They are walking in faith. Say, and rain is by faith. They have to wait until the season of rain comes to come and water the garden. But they see this people. And maybe once in a while. Every 12 months there is corn. They have greenhouses. And when you see the buff that comes out from that land, and you see the kind of corn that is, their own corn is slim corn. Their own is a fat, robust corn. Somebody say, I don't like this everlasting life message. Because Satan gave them wisdom to go against the limitation God placed on the land. So that they can have more trust. To look more. Not to look to God. This message will not finish. Wait, okay. So what I was saying. The evil departed like a screw when it's rolled together. So they were dealing with the weavings that was governing flesh. Spirit, the war. That war, that web. And when that thing roll away, oh, look, wow. Come and see rich people running away. Come and see the captains of industry. Come and see great men. Come and see chief captain. Come and see mighty men. Born men. Free man. I themselves. Because all this why? It has been a war that they have been leading. The habitation for them. It's a war that they have been. It's an habitation for them. The spirits. And they have been enjoying that light. They took that word away. And they became naked. They began to run to the rocks. Run to dens and mountains. But those mountains and those dens are not the mountains of the house of the Lord, though. Dominion, powers that Satan also raised on the head. Because when they took away the heaven, they began to seek help on the head. They have been enjoying the flesh of heavens. And growing, but when they remove those heaven, part of that heaven, they feel that if heaven is not the world, let's go to the head and look for succor. But thanks be to the Lord. But half of those men that were running, the wrath of the Lamb was made manifest, and many were saved. They were saved. Everybody were saved from flesh because they brought them into the sanctuary. Where they can begin to look for salvation and cry for salvation. They did a quick walk. So in this conference, but not beyond them also, that spirit, that oppression that opened the rod of the Lamb also helped those who have been serving God. To finish a course that brought about the seal of the living God so that they can be listed part of the army that are ready. Because we will see those operations after them. And gossip. in this meeting, your covenant with her and your covenant with death, they shall be overturned. Is heaven that inverted? Are heavens been that generated? No, God didn't create air. The Holy Spirit that generated it. In this meeting, it will not just be a conference for you, it shall be an experience for you. Amen. You will find help of God. Amen. That they will disconnect you from those heavens. I said they are disconnecting you from those heavens. The sun, they talk about that. The sun of those cities will no longer shine upon you anymore. Neither shall their stars. He said, you won't read Isaiah. You will come into a city of mourning. He said, that city will not give its light. But you will to mourn. We need to mourn our states. What that comfort? You know, in the book of Zechariah, they say everywhere is at peace. Until their seventh spirit was unleashed. That's what they said, they went and said, everywhere is at peace. So everything is at peace. There was a false peace that the world give. My peace I give to you, not as the world give it. My peace I live with you. There's a peace that the world gives. When these spirits walk, this first spirit of them, when they will finish walking, and they face first peace that rich men, captain, they had, they take away those peace. For the first time, they were agitated. Yeah. They took away those peace. Where souls is resting. What are giving souls security? Sometimes your own peace may be your certificate. Your peace may be your data analysis that you are studying. Heaven knows how to touch those pieces. Your coding. Why you chose to do that coding? Because those, your choices are connected to covetousness inside of you. But heaven knows how to touch them. Because there must not be peace. You can't have any peace that it does not give. My peace I give to you. My peace I live with you, not as the world gives. They took those peace away. To move the rich man, the captain, the free and bond, to cause them to move. Including the mountain that I run into, eventually the mountain also departed though. Those mountains departed too. And the rock. They can't say. Gospel. I'm trusting God that this conference, as we continue this conference, it's the fourth day of the conference, that we manifest presence of the Lamb in this conference. The Lamb will open for powers on the right hand of He that is at the throne. And release so much. They need to shake our heavens, gospel. He say, you have not only shake it that shook the earth, say, I will also shake the heavens. Agar said, when I shake the heaven, deserve all nations shall come. They will shake our heavens. What is keeping man? What is keeping us in flesh? And what is keeping us in air shall be shaken. Amen. And everyone that is in the grave will come out of their graves. Help will be given to your soul. Amen. By the time you will leave this conference, as long as the Lord liveth, there will be evidence, those who have been weak, this spirit of heaven will inject strength to that. Amen. You will find more resolve. Some people are weak. They can't live down their life. When they get to the altar, they drop it, they pick it up again, the altar. But when they broke those seals at the 5C, people can lay down on the altar. They can lay down on the altar. And they lay down on the altar and take white rope. They took up a righteousness. So people, all of you, when you get, when you see what you do later, you will draw back. Because you don't have enough strength. You have air, but here, by the injection activity of this spirit, the ministry of this spirit of heavens, you will get to the altar and you drop those things at the altar. I don't like the way you are saying that, amen. I say you will lay down in them at the altar. That your carnal mind, that your mind that you have been using to rule your life, you are not giving room for faith to thrive. We are not giving room for hope that is in Christ Jesus. In this conference, by the power of the Spirit of heaven, I see you laying down at the altar. You will allow them to behead you. You will allow them to behead you. You can be holding command, you can be holding the word, but the word has not been translated to laying down. He said they have command, they have the word of the Lord, word of God, and the testimony, but they have not been able. But that word, they are able to find grace to lay down the commandment of that word. They could lay it down. I said you will lay down at the altar. I said you will lay down at the altar. And you will come under that altar. In the name of Jesus. Everlasting strength will be injected to your soul in the name of Jesus. I am my spirit, men are going forward. For you have circled this mountain too long, man, go forward. I say go forward. I am my spirit, set a new compass. I say, fetch a new compass. He said, fetch a new compass. Fetch a new compass. And go forward. In the name of Jesus. It's time for you to move into the land. I say, it's time for you to move into the land. It's time for you to move into the land. It's time for you to appear before the presence. In the name of Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord will see to the performance of all this word. You will not just hear word in this conference this year. Light campaign will not just be word. But it shall come with a little demonstration of spirit and power. Spirit and power of heavens. When you are leaving this conference, you are going back to London. You are going back to London with spirit and power of heavens. When you are going back to Akure, you are going back to Akure with spirit and power of heavens. When you are going back to Ife, you are going back to Ife with spirit and power of heavens. When you are going back to Lagos, you are going back to Lagos with spirit and power of heaven. You are going back to Benin with spirit and power of heaven. In the name of Jesus. By the time you are coming for light campaign next year, you are coming with evidence change. You are coming with evidence transformation. You will say of a truth, I was visited by the Lord. Every wrong gate that have been opened concerning you, gate of hell walking over you, I declare they are shut down. They are shut down. They are shut down. In the name of Jesus. Every weak hand have been strengthened. People needs have been strengthened. Grave has come to you in the name of Jesus. You will no longer agree with evil spirits anymore. I say you will not agree with evil spirits anymore. You will not be a doer of evil, but you shall be a doer of everlasting righteousness. You will do righteousness. You will do faith.
Have a seat. I want to say to Pastor Thompson, we love you. Thank you very much. Can we give the Lord a hand for Pastor Thompson? Put our hands together for the Lord. God's expectation is how God will save us. It's not in our concept. It's not in our concept. You can't think it out. And because we can't think it out, these spirits take advantage. And we can see a lot of the exposition today to expose the schemes which the spirit of wise of the devil to take advantage of us. And sometimes when you are weary, you just feel yourself, maybe you are no more there. It's part of their scheme to get you tired. Sometimes you just feel like I'm not making progress. You are that to feel you are not making progress, you are clearly making progress. Because if you are not making progress, you won't know you are not making progress. So they can come with discouragement, among other things to you, is to ensure that they cause your feet to go out of the way. You're already on the way. But they want to ensure that you are not able to walk that way on. But as you keep on walking on, you are changing. You are changing. But they can cause you to lose strength and your feet to go out of the way. You can leave the way and go by way. You can cause your hand to be weak and hang down. It's because you are fainting in your soul. But God knows that there's a place where strength lies. Strength lies in the realm of the living God or in the everlasting God. That's where everlasting strength is. No matter how much you master Christ, you will still have weaknesses there. How many of us here promote children because it's called unscoring or represent? No, you don't promote children because they're unscoring or represent. You promote them because they score a mark reasonable for promotion. Is that not true? If a school puts their mark on 100% for 6 courses, they won't have 2 candidates. Because for me, I've never scored 100% before. I'm not an 100% person. But I always pass. At least meet the standard for promotion. I went in the house with that place. Amen. So in the faith of Christ, it's not because you have 100%. No. It's because you meet the standard for promotion to keep on continuing. Because even at charity, you still have some sins. That's why I say charity will cover a multitude of sin. So even at charity, there's still multitude of sin there. But it's not indulgence. There are sins that you don't have what capacity to hand for now. It's an everlasting light that the light will shine on them and make them visible. That's why you have to press on. Come on, say press on. This spirit wants you to stop. But when you know there's a hope at the end, then you press on. Even with your last strength, you press on. Because when we get there, all things will become more known. And to handle them here and there will be better, will be easier. So if you see people like John is saying, if we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And it is these things. Like I was saying today, some fleshly things, some flesh, nature of flesh, will not still go until everlasting life shine on them. So let's put our trust in what God has provided for us, okay? That we will learn to ride on horses. Amen. You know, horses have a battle. But horses cannot go to battle by itself. It is men that will ride it. Aha. So we are the one that will ride the horses. They are waiting. Spirits are waiting for us. We must gain enough grace and strength to be able to ride, to cooperate with them. Then we can march to battle. I believe God is raising lots and lots of many, many large number of people in this last day army whose only job is salvation. Their gain is salvation. Their gain is nothing. Nothing. It's nothing. It's no, even when they have this award, it's not their gain. The only single gain that will remain with them is salvation. Praise the Lord. Do you know that? I think I said this during the teachings of this meeting, that God never told Israel they will fight Philistine. Their name is not in the nations. It is seven nations. God said to them, go and displace. Because Philistine is nothing. Philistine is uncircumcised. It's flesh. And Philistine is like one of the nations that they have already handled along their path. God didn't mention any of the nations along that line that they will fight. But they keep fighting those battles and keep getting betrayed by flesh. The real place God spoke about is the promised land. And there are seven nations there. If they have fought those nations, Philistine will mean nothing. Because they will gain victory to dwell in the land. And their God will be there. That's why David said, have you come to fight against the armies of the living God? Because Israel ought to be the army at that time of the living God. And if they are such, what is a Philistine? An uncircumcised nation? So David always stood out as a representation. But it can't be an army. David is the man. God, I mean, so if we move into the realm of the everlasting life and gain the understanding and wisdom there, and we finish our course there, what is Philistine? All his flesh, all his schemes and wiles will be understood. And there will be no way anymore. I want to trust God that will seize the upon of this season and make the best use of it. I tell you, it's a privilege that we have. The devil fought against the churches, Hebrew churches, they fought against the men of them to drop their process and schooling. But Paul wrote to them. Whatever we're hearing is not difficult. Is it difficult? Huh? It looks a little bit, you know, because it's a strong meat of the word of God. Yeah, but we already grew some teeth from meat to shoe. I would like to get a place. So it doesn't matter where you're going from. These things could be understood. Not as thought, not than as a thing that is working within us. So that we get the best profit in the whole thing. And at the end of this whole meeting, we are all enlisted. Are we in the house, please? That we all answer the summon to participate in what God has for us. Praise the name of the Lord. We thank the Lord for this afternoon. We appreciate Him. We give all the glory to Him.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Maryland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.